Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, October 15th, 2010. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow Hana Friday, end of the week, going into a weekend. I don't know that it's really going to be very relaxing. I mean, things are just really starting to come unglued on this whole financial scandal. We are waiting right now for our link-up, being the 15th. Of course, this is today, Karen Tostado's national strike that we have every month. Obviously, we're not on the same scale of the national strikes we're seeing in France and Greece, but we're going to get there. And I think probably the main reason we're going to get there is because people are angry. They're beginning to realize that this whole economic disaster we have suffered is the result of criminal fraud on the part of the banksters, the mortgage companies, the realtors, the U.S. federal government, which let it happen, and above all of it, the Federal Reserve. This is the biggest scandal in American history, human history. No government and financial institution has ever so cruelly exploited their own people as the Federal Reserve has. Now, as soon as we get the link up to Karen's broadcast, we will be simulcasting with her for a portion of the show and basically talking about this. Now, basically, we need to go back and start looking at the overview, because Foreclosure Gate is not just about the foreclosures. It's about the fact that many of those mortgages themselves were fraudulent. You know, with criminal action already starting to come forward on the foreclosure issue, especially from those people who were foreclosed on who did not even have mortgages. And they're beginning to say a lot of these foreclosures made themselves be fraudulent because nobody knows where the note is. Nobody knows where the title is. They're trying to sort out that whole mess. What we're beginning to see is now all these pension firms and investment groups, these private pension firms, your retirement money was invested in these mortgage-backed securities that these brokerages and investment companies put out there as AAA secured investments. Now we're finding out they knew the bundled mortgages they were selling were not up to federal standards. In the case of these mortgage-backed securities that were sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, The mortgage companies were under an obligation to make sure that all these mortgages complied with federal requirements for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac backing, and they did not. They did not do the due diligence. This is criminal fraud. And now these pension funds are starting to say, well, wait a minute. Why should we just eat all these losses from these horrible investments if these investment banks were engaging in fraud to sell them to us? So this whole thing is one gigantic string of dominoes. The first one tipped over with Foreclosure Gate. Now it's hit the next one, which are the pension funds, and it's going to hit the next one after that, which are the mortgage, the original mortgages, which were fraudulent. You had properties that were being appraised too high, earning statements by the borrowers that were fraudulent. Everybody wanted to buy into the real estate market because of that huge land flip frothing up in 1999 and 2000, where the property values were being driven through the roof by all these realtor games. And everybody figured, well, we can do whatever shortcut we want to get people to buy these mortgages because the real estate will keep going up. You know, you can buy a house with no money down in the morning, and by nightfall, you've got a couple hundred thousand dollars equity in it. That's how fast the property values were going up. And everybody got sucked. It's like tulip mania. And if you don't know what I mean by that, get your search engine and go back to research tulip mania, which was the first speculative bubble in recorded history, and it almost destroyed an entire nation. This may well do the same to the United States of America, because behind it all, remember, the federal government was luring people into these mortgages with that $8,000 tax credit, which we're now finding out most people never even got the money. They didn't even get the check. So the federal government was part of the scam. They gave out an $8,000 bait to lure people into this whole mortgage scheme. And they got them in there, and they failed to do their job of keeping an eye on the financial system. Every single government agency that is supposed to keep watch on the banks and the Federal Reserve and the realtor and the investment market fell down on the job completely, did not do their job. We may rightly blame the Fed for this, but the government let it happen. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Okay, this music. We'll get it together. It's a Friday. What can I tell you? We're still having some difficulty trying to synchronize our show with Karen's show, and we're not going to drive ourselves crazy trying to do it, but basically it's just important you understand that this is going on. Basically, Karen Tostado has been creating a momentum for a national strike. We're basically calling it on every 15th of every month. If you don't have to do business with the banks, don't. If you can take the day off from work, do it. We're not trying to get anybody fired. We're not trying to start a run on the bank. The banks are doing a really good job of that all on their own here. But it's important for Americans to start understanding that the idea of a national strike is an idea whose time has come. Look what's going on in France. They've had 3 of them this month alone. They're having a national strike in Greece. The government of Iceland threw its government out. What is the common factor in all of this global revolt and revolution? The reserve system of banking, which has destroyed the economies of all of these nations by taking the wealth and substance of the people and transferring it to the bankers. That's all the reserve system of banking exists to do, loot the wealth of the people and put it in the pockets of the bankers. Okay? It's really very simple. When the United States was created, one of the revolutionary things that it did was it had the government print up and issue its own money. That was not the practice of the time. All of the great nations of Europe all were cursed with central banks that would loan the government the money to spend. The government would spend it. It would go through the society. Then it would come back to the government in taxation plus interest to be paid back to the central bank. Now, the United States government said, we don't need a central bank. The government prints up its own money. It spends it into circulation. It works its way through circulation, and the government eventually taxes it back. And what the government taxes back is exactly what the government spent in the first place. There is no interest charged for the use of the money. Well, what the three central banks of the United States did was simply put a bank into that loop where the government went to the bank and borrowed the money it was going to spend it into circulation. It went through society. The government would then have to tax it back, but they would have to tax more because they would have to tax back for the interest that came back into, and to be paid to the bank. In the original country, all of our money was based on value, units of silver. That's what the word dollar actually means, a weight measure of silver. These pretty printed pieces of paper are not units of value. They are units of debt. Every one of these Federal Reserve notes in circulation is the product of a loan at interest from a Federal Reserve bank. Okay, we're going to connect now. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is Lee there? I am not hearing Lee. I am Lee-less. Okay, we're going to let the control room try and figure that out here. Lee, don't hang up yet. We'll get to you here in just a little bit. But this is just a huge, huge scandal, and it is not confined to the foreclosures, and it is not confined to the mortgages, and it's not confined to the phony appraisals and all of these documents that were created out of thin air to justify this huge looting of the American people. And right now, starting today, and I hope you will join me, from now on, all bankers are going to be referred to on this show as Snidelys, after the character Snidely Whiplash in the old Dudley Do-Right cartoons from the old Jay Ward Animation Studios that gave us Rocky and Bullwinkle and Crusader Rabbit and all these other wonderful characters. And Snidely Whiplash and Dudley Do-Right have also almost become, well, they are, they're pop culture icons. And so from now on, all the bankers are going to be called Snidelys. Now, what have the Snidelys actually done here? Oh, believe it or not, Dylan Radigan came on his program and really just went to town and said, basically, it is a scam all the way from the Federal Reserve itself down to all these mortgages and Fannie Mae and everything are all part of it. And the total estimated fraud between TARP and bailout and all the money the Federal Reserve was passing out without telling anybody where it went, if you add it all up, it's $45 trillion. $45 trillion. That's a 45 with 12 zeros after it, is how much wealth has been sucked out of the American society and put in the pockets of the bankers. No wonder they can write themselves these record-setting bonuses the end of this year, which amount to 8% of all the cash in the country. They're writing themselves bonuses for 8% of all the money in the country. Now, if you take that $45 trillion and you divide it by the American population, it comes out to a little over $135,000 for every living American, from the tiniest brand new born baby to the oldest retiree just sitting in the retirement home ready to go. $135,000 plus accruing interest, because you haven't actually paid them the $135,000 yet. It's been borrowed on your behalf by the U.S. government that prints up these little T-bills, pretty printed pieces of paper, and they swap them for another batch of pretty printed pieces of paper from the Federal Reserve. And they do this little swap and go nudge, nudge, wink, wink. These idiots think this is real money. And all the Treasury bills are a promise by the U.S. government to tax you and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren for this $135,000 plus interest, money that will be taken from you if you allow it, for which you will receive nothing whatsoever of any value. The money is just gone from your wallet. It's just like the money that is gone from your wallet to give to Israel, the money that is gone from your wallet that's already been showered all over Wall Street, the money that is taken from your wallet for huge, exorbitant cash bonuses for bankers and CEOs, bailouts and all the rest of it. It's already gone. Money that you have lost has been stolen from you by fraud, as we understand it now, for which you receive nothing of any value whatsoever except more pretty printed pieces of paper. Okay? $135,000. I want you, this weekend, this is your homework, think about what you could buy for yourself and for your family for $135,000. There are still some places in this country where $135,000 is going to buy you a home free and clear. No 30-year mortgage. No 30-year slaving for the bankers to live in the house. You could buy the house outright for $135,000. You could send your kid to the finest college. You could buy brand new American cars, help the American car industry get back together, for $135,000. You could do a lot of good for your life and your community with $135,000 for each and every one of you. But you'll never get the chance because the bankers decided they wanted it more and they needed it more than you did. I mean, they're already billionaires, but they need that little bit more money because, gosh darn, the executive next door, he's getting a bigger bonus than me. And if I've got to get a bigger bonus than him, or I just won't feel good about myself. My self-esteem is on the line here if I don't get another zero passed at the end of my name. That's really what they're money addicts. They're addicts. They're addicted to your money. They can never have enough. We are due for an intervention. Did we ever get Lee back online? Lee, are you there? Okay. Oh, there you are, Lee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
This national strike thing, this is something I've been talking about for years. I'll give you a couple examples. I remember back in the 80s when I used to drive truck, and everybody was complaining about the price of diesel. And I kept telling all the drivers, you know, we're all drivers and we're all in this boat. All we have to do is shut our trucks down for a week. I guarantee you, fuel prices will drop. Another example, in 1991, I was living in Maine. My father and I were sharing an apartment. And the government of the state of Maine actually had to shut down because things couldn't get done. Well, once it shut down, it was amazing how quickly things got done so they could get opened back up.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
I've been talking about this national strike for years with people, and I've been telling them, look, all you got to do is just don't go to work. Don't go to work. Everything will shut down. How do you get rid of a pest? You starve it. You don't feed it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what Karen has been saying here. We need right now, okay, we need to not only stop feeding the machine, we need to learn how to get along without it. We need to go back into our own local community to meet our needs. You know, start bartering with the local farmers, start trading things that we need with each other. We need to basically go back to that small town mentality of taking care of each other, of just trading and swapping services. And the government's going to say, no, you can't do that. You're evading taxes. Well, taxes are the problem. We've all been taxed into poverty by a government that does not know the meaning of the word no. And it's time for us to basically go back and live in a manner where the government, it gets shoved off to one side. Because it doesn't work for us. That's the question you got to ask yourself this weekend. Is this system of banks and government working for me? And if the answer is no, then you got to ask yourself, why am I going along with this crap anymore? It's not, you know, playing by the rules, I'm a sucker. Playing by the rules is what makes me a slave. And you got to talk, you know, if you look at the commentary coming out of this couple in Simi Valley who just basically said, screw it, we're not playing by the rules anymore. They're not following the rules. We're going to go back and take our home. And we're at that point. We're not talking fringe people, this couple up in Simi Valley. They're not wackos. They're not militia. They're not any of the villains the government tries to wave at you to scare you into complicity. These are ordinary American, middle class, could be your neighbor, could be my neighbor. In fact, I remember the street where they're actually living. I got friends over there. They're ordinary people, and they're starting to say, I'm just not going to go along with this nonsense anymore, because the rules are not rules for the benefit of society. The rules are the rules for the benefit of the private bankers. This is not how the nation was set up. It is a scam and a fraud from beginning to end, and I will have no more to do with it. I was never given a choice about whether I agreed to this financial system that loots the people for the benefit of the bankers, and I reject it. The founding soul of the nation is the Declaration of Independence, where it says that the government rules with the consent of the governed. I don't know anybody who consents to having their lives looted to make already rich bankers just a little bit richer still. We're going to take a break here. Lee, thanks for the phone call. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Our Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We seem to be having some technical issues connecting with Karen Tostado's simulcast, and I think we're basically just going to wait and try again to get all the bugs out for next month. But this is an important issue, because if you are angry, and you ought to be, and if you aren't, there's something wrong with you. Seek help immediately. If you're not furious, if you're not on the edge of rage, something inside you is broken, and they should not be allowing you to operate heavy machinery. But you need to understand that the last possible peaceful, nonviolent way of affecting a change in this country is to simply shut it all down by staying home, not working, not paying into the system, not engaging in commerce. The French are doing it right now. Yes, the French government is starting to send in those soldiers to whip those slaves back into their pens. The French are standing up to them. Same thing in Greece. The Greeks are striking over unpaid wages. Gee, I think we can all identify with that. And the Greek government is sending in the Greek police to whip those slaves back into their pens. And when we start a national strike, we already understand the army is being trained to whip us slaves back into our pen. You better decide right now if you want to be a whipped slave or if you want to be a free human being. And it's going to be unpleasant no matter which way you pick. But the time to make that choice is now. and understand that when you make that choice, you will live with it for the rest of your life. And if you want to be a whipped slave, well, thank you for being in my audience, but maybe you should go on over to Jeff Rentz and listen to UFOs and Bigfoot and all that other stuff over there. Over here, our motto is now, at least for today, the Federal Reserve has no clothes. The Snidelys are exposed for exactly who and what they are. And this is a huge chain of dominoes. The corporate media is being driven by the anger in the blogosphere. They first came out, they tried to say, it's no big deal. It's allegations. It's a couple of individuals who did some procedural wrongdoing. It's no big deal. But it's exploding all over. Even the corporate media realizes this is the scandal, the biggest financial scandal in America's history. We got set up. Starting with the real estate froth up in 1999, we were lured in with an $8,000 tax credit by the federal government, get us all into the banker's grasp. Remember, the essence of banking is to get everybody deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, to enslave us, as long as we believe that's the way it's supposed to be. Well, I'm having a crisis of faith. Not that I have much faith anyway. I'm an atheist. And now I'm an atheist toward the U.S. government. I don't believe what they've been telling us all these years anymore. I don't believe what the Federal Reserve has been telling us all these years. My eyes are opened and I understand there is no God in the middle of all that marble in Washington, D.C. or in Wall Street. They're just people. Crooked people. Dishonest people. Wealth and power always attract the very sorts of people who should never be allowed to have it. Money addicts. So the dominoes are falling. Foreclosure gate is only the first, and all of these pension managers who are scared out of their mind that they don't have enough money to cover their obligations, city pensions, state pensions, we're talking, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars of unfunded shortfalls. And now they're realizing the reason that they're suffering these shortfalls is not because of mismanagement on their part, because they were sold fraudulent mortgage bundles by Wall Street. So the lawyers are drooling. You know, this is one of the few times where I'm going to say, yeah, let's get some more lawyers in there, get them liquored up, and sick them on the bankers. Because they deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. We have been, we, the American people, the American nation, the seeds of the destruction of our country were sowed in 1913. When a bought Congress and a bought president sold us into the servitude and slavery of the private central bank called the Federal Reserve. It likes to pretend it's part of the government. It isn't. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. It's a company that simply adopted the name to fool the American people into thinking that this was for their benefit. And it isn't. The only difference between the U.S. economic system as it was originally set up by the Founding Fathers and the Federal Reserve system is the addition of a private bank that is collecting interest on all the money in circulation. That's the only difference. It does not benefit the government or the people, other than by the fact that it is a huge campaign contributor to political campaigns in order to perpetuate itself. But it doesn't benefit the people of the United States of America. And the American people are waking up. And like I said, if you are not furious, there is something wrong with you. The situation in Simi Valley is only going to be the first one. And we've been reporting on these stories. And up until now, the corporate media stays away from them, where people will burn or bulldoze their own homes rather than let the banks foreclose. And I understand exactly why that's going on. To a banker, a home is just an asset. It's like change in the pocket. It's a thing. Oh, here's another home, goes in the piggy bank, so forth and so on. It is more than that to the homeowners. I'll explain why when we come right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go to the phones. Dano in, I guess it's New Mexico. I didn't look, and he's already scrolled on the top of the thing. Dano, New Mexico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, that's San Diego.
San Diego. Okay.
San Diego. Hey, listen, I need your science background on something. You remember when it was really hot in San Diego about 3 weeks ago?
It was all hot only briefly. In fact, they set records for cool weather this last summer.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about global warming because I agree with you on that. No, okay. You know where Point Loma is? Because I know you used to live in Southern California.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Okay.
You can hang out down there a lot.
All right, very cool. Well, I go down there a lot, too. There's a beach, and I was down there about 3 weeks ago. It was about 100 degrees, very hot. A lot of people were out, and I was laying on the beach, and I heard a series of explosions, which sounded like explosions, probably about 8 or 9 of them. They didn't have like any, they didn't sound like it was man-made, but it was very, very bizarre. And you know, the Navy's right on the other side. The submarine base is right on the other side.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it's hard to tell the difference between a man-made and a natural explosion unless you've got scientific equipment to look at it. But I mean, there's a lot of military testing that goes off down there. Most people don't know this, but at one point they actually tested a submerged nuclear weapon off the coast of San Diego back in the 50s. So a lot of stuff gets done down there.
The bizarre thing was about 3 minutes after these sounds, You could hear like a very, very low cycling, man-made generated noise. It sounded like a gigantic, motor. And I was right there on the beach and there was a few other people. I asked them if they could hear that and they did hear it.
Sounded like a diesel truck idling in the distance?
Much bigger. It sounded like something out of a sci-fi movie, like a gigantic generator, something cycling very, 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 very low.
My guess is probably that the two events are not connected with each other. That sound that you're describing is generally associated with these large boring machines when they're making all these underground facilities and stuff. Without a recording, there really isn't much I can tell you to add to the story. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go and kind of get back to matters that I think are a little bit more pressing here. Looking at the email coming in, can you figure out why America is not fighting back with an outrage, with marches in the streets and saying enough is all enough? What do they all sit back like sheep and not why do they all sit back like sheep and not fight back? Well, that, of course, is a huge mystery to me. Look at what's happening in France. Look at what's happening in Iceland and Greece and Italy and Spain and virtually every European nation over this last year has had major, major riots when the people stand up and say, we will not allow our lives to be looted anymore. And I'm looking around at the American people and saying, what a nation of pansies. Why not? We got a pansy for a president. You know, when are they going to get angry? Because, folks, look at it right now. Just this latest scam, $135,000 for every single one of you. And you know, because retirees can't come up with it, and little babies can't come up with it, and a large portion of our population are barely hanging on. So this $135,000 per person burden, this $45 trillion that this scam has cost, is going to fall predominantly on the middle class. You know, the people who are earning enough money to be paying these taxes. And you need to ask yourself, how much, I mean, considering how little we get back for the taxes we're already paying, how much of the taxes we're paying right now are based on previous scams that are still being paid for? Whether it's the hoax of the Gulf of Tonkin that was used to sell us into the Vietnam War, or whether, you know, all these previous financial... I mean, remember, these bailouts get bigger and bigger and bigger. Remember when Bush Sr. was the president, and there was the SNL disaster. Who got to pay for that? You and I. We didn't create the problem, you know, and they came back and they said, well, it's for the widows and the children and the orphans. And then they looted us to just throw tons of money into the SNL bailout, some of which turned out to be... you know, funding CIA drug operations in South America that became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. And we find out that 99% of these accounts that were cleared up by the Resolution Trust Corporation were not American retirees and widows and orphans. They were numbered, brokered deposit accounts from corporations, the origins of which we don't know where they came from. And what that was, President Bush said, you know, our economy was already showing signs of weakening. We were losing our manufacturing. And what President Bush did is he went out to the rest of the world and he said, guys, listen, you can put your money in the United States and it will be covered. If anything goes wrong, we'll trick those stupid, dumb taxpayers into making good on the losses. Won't that be cool? That's what the SNL bailout was a demonstration of. The SNL's collapsed. And the government got you, the taxpayer, to fork over the money to make good on all those foreign invested dollars. And the foreign investors said, wow, what a great way to make money. We just got to pour it into the United States and wait for the crash, and the government will take the money from the taxpayer and give it to us. And that is exactly what has just happened again. Now, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. If we don't stand up and stop this, they'll do it again. They're getting ready to do it again, only instead of real estate, it's going to be carbon. That's the new bubble. They already know the housing bubble has burst. They're cashing in their chips. They're getting ready to sign on to carbon. They're going to do it to you again because that's what's been working. We have a government made up of people who couldn't actually make a product to save their lives. It's one scam after the other, after the other, after the other. Carbon dioxide, swine flu, Obamacare. We're going to get hit with the biggest tax increase in American history on January 1. We can't even afford the taxes we've got now. And we're finding out that a lot of our tax money is being skimmed off through fraud and corruption, and the government let them do it. Why are you not furious? Why are you not chasing the Snidelys down the street with tar and feathers this very minute? It's the biggest scandal in our nation's history. Makes Teapot Dome look like small potatoes. Bernie Madoff, $65 billion. That's nothing compared to this. $65 billion compared to $45 trillion? Bernie's reduced down to the level of a kid who puts scotch tape around his fingers backwards at church and grabs a quarter out of the plate as it comes by. It's small potatoes. $45 trillion has been looted from the American people with the connivance of the federal government and transferred to the ultra-rich, ultra-wealthy. We're not in a recession. We're not in a depression. We have been robbed. That's what's going on here. And the dominoes are falling because now it's going back to the original fraudulent mortgages. And the government complicity, not just complicity, they waved around an $8,000 tax credit to lure people into this machine, to grind up what was left of private home ownership and end it. That's what we're seeing, because the bankers understand the dollar is already collapsing. And Helicopter Ben says he's going to go nuclear. He's going to turn on those printing presses and just print up another $6 trillion worth of these and shower them all over the banks so that they've got money to loan to the American people, except the American people aren't borrowing because we don't know how we can pay it back. And so that $6 trillion will just go into the pockets of the bankers as yet more record-setting bonuses, because I don't have anything else to do with it. And it's going to keep on going until the dollar is worthless. And the bankers know these paper notes are already worthless. It's just a piece of paper. There's nothing behind it except the good faith and credit of the U.S. government, meaning you. You and your future work are the only thing that support the value of the U.S. dollar. And the rest of the world is seeing Americans as not very productive, not particularly clever, not even really all that high-tech anymore. And so the dollar is falling. When the G20 presidency goes to France next year, may even happen sooner, might even happen next month, but the G20 is already talking about abandoning the dollar as the international reserve currency, and the instant that happens, the dollar will implode. The bankers know this. They don't want these anymore. They could care less about these paper notes anymore. They don't want those. They want the real assets of the nation. They want your home. They want your gold. They want your kids' lives pledged to them in perpetual indentured servitude. That's what they're after. Now, earlier this year when the court started saying, hold off on some of these foreclosures, the paperwork isn't done, common sense, ethics, and morality would have said, well, let's back off a little bit and fix the problem. But that's not what the bankers did. The bankers said, let's go pedal to the metal, full tilt boogie. We'll load up the courts with so many of these foreclosures. They'll just crank them through because they don't have the time to look to see if the paperwork is in order. And that's when the foreclosure mills and the robo-signers and everything came into existence, because that was the banker's plan. They're just going to throw so many foreclosures into the legal system, the judges are just going to say, granted, next, granted, next, granted, next, granted, next, and the Snidelys are lapping all the way down to your home to change the locks. That is what is going on. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Let's see. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, send some of that aloha weather here. It's cold and it's wet here.
Okay. It's snowing in Britain.
Pardon?
It's snowing in Britain, a month ahead of schedule.
No. Oh, yeah. So much for global warming. But
yeah,
I guess...
Another scam.
Yeah, dealing here with 6 months of natural disaster here in Canada. It's called winter.
Yes. Over here in Hawaii, you know, everybody else has four seasons every year. Over in Hawaii, we only have two, rainy and hurricane. Rainy goes from March to November, and hurricane goes from December to April. So that's kind of...
Oh, gee. You are not making a very good tourist promotion for your islands there.
Yeah, well, our tourism's been in the Al-Qaeda ever since the airport let those guys fondle our women and children going through the airports. And now we got to stand there naked for them, and that's a real buzzkill for a relaxing vacation.
Yeah, I imagine. Listen,
I'm going to get to you in a second, but you know, it just occurred to me, we've got this really bizarre situation in Hawaii. You got to get completely naked for the government to come into Hawaii and to leave Hawaii, but if you go skinny dipping on the beach, it's a $65 ticket. You want to talk about a screwed up set of priorities? You know, anyway, so you were going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go on. What's going on?
No, that's all right. You mentioned earlier about how deep every American is in debt.
Yes.
Because of the successive government's follies and complacencies.
Yes.
How much deeper will it bring the American people into debt, those military exercises that are supposed to be slated for the next 5 years on both coasts?
5 years worth of exercises? That sounds to me like a defensive perimeter. You don't suppose the rest of the world is getting ready to invade America and put us out of our misery?
What I understood, they want to fire up, at least 5,000 Hellfire missiles, basically create a bloodbath among the marine mammals, then use anything they got in their arsenal from uranium-tipped ammunition to biological and chemical weapons, and those exercises are supposed to extend into Idaho and into Colorado. I don't know how far it goes here on the East Coast, but yesterday here in New Brunswick, until mid-afternoon, the sky was just plastered with chemtrails.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call, Werner. We're going to let you go here, and you know, first of all, we're so short of munitions. I know there's training exercises. I used to see them out in Washington State. We have them around here and everything. The instant you say the word chemtrail, you are gone. Stephen in Oregon, aloha. Stephen, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? And Stephen, actually, I'm going to impose on you for a minute. Remember what Cass Sunstein said. The government is so afraid of the websites and the alternative media, they're planting people to try and make it look silly. Werner here was one of them. Because, you know, we're talking about foreclosure gate and the financial rape of the entire American population, and he calls in to talk about chemtrails. It doesn't get more obvious than that. They're trying to sabotage the debate because they know that this, if the American people are allowed to get angry about this, it's going to be the end of the Federal Reserve and possibly the federal government with it. Stephen, sorry to delay. What's on your mind?
No, you're fine. It was the thing you were talking about, the anger. You know, and I got, you know, I've been thinking about that a little bit because I know I'm mad. You know, I'm really mad. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the thing because I kind of prepared so it's not going to hit me that bad unless, you know, I mean, they're going to take our liberties away and that kind of stuff. How do you prepare for that, you know? And you can prepare by buying some food. You can prepare by doing this and that. But for them to, you know, martial laws or something like that, how do you prepare for that? But the, as far as anger, you know, I just looked down in my state. Now, we do have homeless, but there's not that many, and the state does give them a place to sleep for a long time, and holding them over. Okay, then let's move up to, and not only that, but when they're homeless, they're not thinking about protesting, they're thinking about where they're going to sleep. Okay, then you've got the next ones that have been just brainwashed by TV. I've gone out in the streets before, and what do I get, 10 people with me, you know? And so you've got that issue because they extend the unemployment. The unemployment gives you another 47 weeks. I'm on unemployment. I just got another 47 weeks, you know, and I've been on it for like 2 years. I have side things that I do, but, okay, so then they got the unemployment, which keeps them in some type of an apartment, even if they have to get a roommate, and watch TV, and drink beer, and I think the fluoride water, I don't drink that. I either distill my water or I got some rainwater catchment, but I think the fluoride, too. So these are a lot of the reasons why people aren't getting angry because I'm stock raving mad.
Well, and, you know, I got to tell you, I keep looking back at the mistake the people of Germany did when Hitler was rising to power, and it was obvious to any thinking, sentient creature where that was ultimately going to head with the destruction of the country. And, you know, the German people just sat there, and as you said, they drank their beer, and they stayed in their home and said, if I do nothing, they will leave me alone. And, of course, it didn't happen. And
right.
We're looking for that one event that is going to break through the self-imposed torpor of the American people. They're talking now about confiscating all the IRA and 401k accounts.
Right.
You know, so if you're not angry about the $135,000 that has already been added to your future tax debt to clear up this housing bubble mess, now they're going to take what's left of your retirement and put you on this enforced government retirement plant. They're trying to keep you dependent because they know if you're dependent on the government, you won't stand up to the government. That's why we have to learn how to live without the government. It's not like they're giving us a whole heck of a lot right now anyway. If we learn to rely on each other to where we don't need the government, then that's when people will get angry. And again, we're seeing it all over Europe. Are we going to let the Europeans prove that they have more gonadal tissue than Americans? Certainly seems to be the case right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm starting to see it's going to take something like that, because right now, you know, I get, you know, comments back. I got two more issues, and I'll let you go.
I got to let you go because we're at the end of the segment now, and I got to take a commercial break. So, Stephen, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors, 800-313-9443.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, you know, we're talking about the financial scandal. If you are living in poverty, if you are struggling to make your payments on whatever, you didn't create that situation. It was created for you. You didn't do anything wrong. It was done to you by the Snidelys at the Federal Reserve and their lackeys in the U.S. government. Now we are hearing from Fannie Mae. Remember Fannie Mae got all that tax money to bail them out of their mess? With these mortgage-backed securities and all these you know, subprime mortgages they got stuck with? Now we're learning through fraud they were assured by the brokers selling these mortgages that they were conforming with federal requirements in terms of securitization, collateralization, and the earnings ability of the people in order to pay. And now we're finding out those weren't there. Those were fraudulent. And Fannie Mae knew that their loans were not secured. Meanwhile, the federal government continued to enforce a tax policy that encouraged corporations to ship high-paying jobs to other countries. Folks, we have been hammered. We have been hammered by a banking system and a government that seeks to basically crush the American people down to a common level of poverty and dependency and helplessness to bring about a new fascist order in this country. And if you don't get angry about it, there really is something very, very wrong with you. Now, we're continuing to hear calls for a mortgage moratorium. Bank of America has already done it. Wells Fargo is refusing. Wells Fargo saying, look, we set it up this way. We're going to keep on moving forward. But a freeze is not enough. The damage is done. $135,000 for every living American. A freeze does not fix the problem. A freeze does not return the homes that have already been taken from owners through fraud. It doesn't restore the pension funds that are now underfunded because of these fraudulent mortgages peddled to them by firms like Goldman Sachs. It doesn't undo the damage. All it simply says is, okay, we caught you, you got to stop the looting now. It doesn't undo the damage. The homes that were taken have to be restored. The trillions in dollars looted from Americans through inflated housing prices that were inflated for no other reason than to maximize banks' profitability have to be refunded. That $135,000 per American has to be rebated. The scandal of foreclosure gate isn't that the mortgages and foreclosures are a fraud, but that the entire system, right up to the Federal Reserve itself, is a fraud. Now, the Federal Reserve is not going to shut itself down, and the government isn't going to shut it down because the Federal Reserve makes them rich. It donates to their campaigns. It's a huge campaign donor to keep itself in power and in place. The government will not help you in this matter. In fact, they're going to go the other way. Everybody's screaming lawsuits and class action and all the rest of it. I hate to be the killjoy here. It's not going to happen. Remember when there was all this evidence and continues to surface that mercury preservatives in vaccines cause autism. In fact, Robert Kennedy Jr. has come out with even more evidence of that link. And what did the U.S. government do? In the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security, it indemnified the vaccine makers from any lawsuits. You can't sue them. No matter how many times it's proven that their vaccines are causing autism, you cannot sue them. You think this government will hesitate to do exactly the same for the Federal Reserve banking system? Of course not. It's for the good of the nation. If we let the Federal Reserve get taken down, the terrorists will have won. We'll be back in a minute.